I'm Valerie Williams, and welcome to Lens on Fitness, a podcast that will zoom in on all areas of physical fitness and wellness. I want to show you how both of these can only be achieved with the right state of mind. And I will do this by bringing to light all kinds of issues and by sharing some of the lessons that I have learned in order to help put you on the path of becoming an individual with a strong body and an even stronger mind. Hey there, welcome back to the Lens on Fitness podcast. I appreciate you for tuning in, whether you are driving, commuting to work, cleaning the house, or working out. Thanks for stopping by. Okay, lower back pain, a common issue that can significantly impact our daily lives. I'm sure we all know of at least one person who may be suffering from a lower back problem. It may even be yourself. One common reason for lower back problems is often caused by a sedentary lifestyle. But with the right exercises and practices, we can improve our lower back health and overall quality of life. Let's explore how focusing on the glutes, regular stretching, mobility work, and core exercises can significantly reduce the chances of lower back pain. Let's begin by exploring the vital connection between the glutes and the lower back. The glute muscles play a crucial role in stabilizing the pelvis and supporting the lower back. And when these muscles are weak or underactive, the lower back can bear excess strain, leading to discomfort and pain. Think about it. How often do we find ourselves hunched over our laptops or phones, completely engrossed in our work or scrolling through social media? It's easy to forget to get up, move around, and stretch. This lack of movement can contribute to the weakening of our glutes over time. Also, certain exercises or activities may not effectively engage the glutes, making the problem even worse. For example, if we're focusing solely on exercises that target other muscle groups or neglecting proper form, we may not be activating our glutes as much as we should. So it's essential to be mindful of our sedentary habits and incorporate glute strengthening exercises into our routine. Movements like squats, lunges, hip thrusts, and glute bridges, they're all fantastic for activating and strengthening the glutes. These exercises not only improve the stability of the pelvis, but they also help distribute the workload away from the lower back. So you see, while most women are working on their glutes because they want it to look a certain shape, it's more important to work on the glutes to prevent your back from becoming weak. And this should always be your first thought. You've got to remember that our bodies are designed for movement, not prolonged sitting. Even taking short breaks throughout the day to stand up, stretch, and engage the glutes can make a significant difference in our lower back health. Next up, let's discuss the importance of core strength for a healthy lower back. The core muscles, including the abdominals, obliques, and deep stabilizing muscles, provide essential support to the spine and pelvis. Weakness in these muscles can lead to poor posture, increased stress on the lower back, and ultimately, pain. Incorporating core strengthening exercises into your routine is crucial. Moves like the planks, bird dogs, Russian twists, and bicycle crunches target the core from different angles, helping to build strength and stability. A strong core not only supports the lower back, but also improves overall functional movement and athletic performance. Another key aspect of reducing lower back pain is maintaining optimal mobility. Tightness in the hips, hamstrings, and surrounding muscles can contribute to lower back discomfort. Poor mobility limits our range of motion and can lead to compensatory movements that strain the lower back. To address this, it's essential to incorporate mobility work into your routine. Dynamic stretches and mobility exercises help improve flexibility and joint function. Movements such as hip flexor stretches, cat-cow stretches, and leg swings are excellent choices. These exercises not only alleviate tension in the lower back, but they also promote better movement patterns and posture. Last but not least, let's talk about the benefits of regular stretching for lower back relief. Stretching is a powerful tool for releasing tension in the muscles and improving flexibility. When performed consistently, stretching can help alleviate lower back pain and prevent future discomfort. Stretching is one of the things you can do anywhere. You know, some people stretch in the morning, others may stretch both in the morning and evening, and some may even stretch as and when throughout the day. And that's something that I do sometimes. Incorporate stretches that target the lower back, hamstrings, and hips into your routine. Moves like the seated forward fold, child's pose, figure four stretch, and cobra pose can provide relief and promote relaxation in the lower back area. If you're unsure about some of these stretches, you can always find tutorials on YouTube. So the conclusion to it all, by focusing on strengthening the glutes, engaging in regular stretching, and adopting a more active lifestyle, we can significantly reduce the chances of experiencing lower back pain. Yes, there will be other factors that can be the cause of lower back pain, but this episode today is about taking action to build a stronger lower back, thus reducing the chances of lower back pain. As the saying goes, prevention is better than cure. So remember, your lower back health is crucial for your overall well-being and quality of life. So let's take care of our bodies and prioritize our strength and flexibility. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you found this information valuable. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing and sharing it with others who may benefit. Stay strong, stay flexible, and take care of your lower back. So until next time, thanks for listening, take good care of yourself, and I shall catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.